Biden drops back a bit in national RCP average, but pulls even in NH. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Tuesday, November 12, 2019. Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden has dropped back a shade closer to Maine contender Elizabeth Warren in polling data from the Real Clear Politics national average, but he maintains a relatively solid lead. And he's also received good news from New Hampshire. The former VP has recovered from a 4-point deficit against Warren and pulled even. Despite his failing fortunes in Iowa, Biden still commands the race and remains the candidate the others must overcome. National numbers. Biden's lead as of today is 6 points, 26.8 to Warren's 20.8. Sanders remained in third with 17% voter support, while Pete Buttigieg is bringing up the rear with 7.5. Biden's numbers have been solid since the last poll in which Warren prevailed, Quinnipiac of October 17-21. Warren won that contest by 7 points. But of the 16 polls since then, she hasn't bested Biden even once. Biden has 15-1 and tied 1. That was Monmouth, October 30 to November 3, which had Biden and Warren at 23 points each. In 9 of the 16 polls, Biden won by 10 points or more and managed a 15-point spread on the Harvard-Harris survey of October 29-31. Biden scored a 33 in that poll against 18 for Bernie Sanders. Warren pulled just 15 points and came in third. Other significant numbers for Biden are these. In the last 10 surveys, he has dropped under 25 points just once, in the Monmouth survey in which he tied Warren. 3 of those 10 gave him more than 30 points. Biden's average in those polls is 28.1 to Warren's 20.4. Biden has not posted a number below 20 points since August. Last time the New American reported Biden's RCP average, he was 8.8 points ahead of Warren, 29.1 to 20.3. That lead came just weeks after Warren had pulled to within a half point of Biden, meaning she was, as a practical matter, tied. Warren's fortunes didn't last long, and she now seems to have settled back into second place. For his part, Sanders has rarely been second behind Biden, much less outpolled him. Sanders was running a solid second behind Biden from last October through about May when Warren pulled out of the single digits and surpassed the socialist from Vermont. Iowa, New Hampshire. The numbers are looking up for Biden in New Hampshire. Last time TNA looked on the Granite State, Biden was trailing Warren by 4 points 25-21. Now he's tied with the senator from Massachusetts at 19.7 points, with Sanders close behind at 19. Buttigieg is a distant fourth at 11.3. Biden's best performance in New Hampshire was the most recent Quinnipiac survey of November 6-10. He bested Warren 20-16, his first victory in an RCP poll in New Hampshire in 60 days. Until then, he was losing consistently. New Hampshire voters go the polls on February 11. But not all of Biden's fortunes are rising. In Iowa, where voters caucus on February 3, Biden has dropped to fourth place. In the bellwether Hawkeye state, Warren leads Buttigieg 21.8-17.5. Sanders is third at 15.8. Biden pulled 15.5% support. The other candidates. As the RCP national average goes, the race is between Biden, Sanders, and Warren, with Buttigieg, again, in fourth at 7.5. But after him, the numbers for the other candidates drop off sharply. They are Kamala Harris, 5.5. Amy Klobuchar, 5.5. Cory Booker, 5.5. Andrew Yang, 2.0. Julian Castro, 1.5. Tom Steyer, 1.0. Stephen Bullock, 0.8. Marianne Williamson, 0.8. It won't be long before the other candidates reckon that they can't beat Biden or Warren and begin dropping out. Their supporters will drift mostly to Biden and Warren. Buttigieg and Sanders will likely be the last two candidates to drop out of the race before either Biden or Warren concedes to the other. Biden's obstacles. Biden faces two possible problems. The first is what the impeachment of President Trump will divulge about the Biden Burisma influence peddling scandal, which will likely harm his last chance for the presidency if Trump calls the former vice president and his son to testify. That scandal is what prompted Trump's request of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, during the now-famous phone call, to investigate the Bidens. The second is Biden's age and stamina. Biden is 76 years old and showing signs of his age, and Democrats who fear he can't and won't beat Trump are discussing whether they must recruit another candidate who can. Some have speculated that candidate might be Hillary Clinton. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.